President Donald Trump says the U.S. has struck another small boat accused of carrying drugs in the waters off Venezuela. Six people aboard the vessel were killed and no U.S. forces were harmed. That's according to the Republican president's post on social media. It's the fifth deadly strike in the Caribbean. That's as the Trump administration has said it's treating alleged drug traffickers as unlawful combatants who must be met with military force. Earlier this month, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the president is justified in ordering these strikes.
The president has directed these actions, these strikes against Venezuelan drug cartels and these boats, consistent with his responsibility to protect the United States' interests abroad and in furtherance of the U.S. national security and foreign policy interests. This is pursuant to his constitutional authority as commander-in-chief.
Two anonymous U.S. officials familiar with the matter said the Trump administration has yet to provide underlying evidence to lawmakers proving that the boats targeted by the U.S. military were in fact carrying narcotics. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.